National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Guess where you are with me today? Come on and guess. Throw a dart at the map. You'll probably miss. We're in Dingle. We're on the Dingle Peninsula, which is the most southwestern part of County Kerry in Ireland. And if you've seen Star Wars, the most recent one, and the one from 2015, you will have seen photography done on one of the Skellig Islands on the off the southern coast of Ireland, on Skellig Michael, where you probably remember, even though it was only, I don't remember if it was 2 minutes, 4 minutes, it went by very quickly near the end of the film. There were these round stone huts. They actually were built 1,000 years ago, and they were built by the monks who lived in these really difficult conditions to live in. But that would have been the housing of the people of the period. And some of those stone huts are actually on land that is owned by Isabel Bennett and her family in Dingle, on the Dingle Peninsula. And we're going to be chatting with Isabel about an opportunity for you to come and actually visit and walk around and see what it was like inside one of these stone huts. They look like they're shaped like a beehive, and it's quite amazing that they're still standing today. So we're going to be talking about that and so many other things today, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, inviting you to E.T. in concert at Symphony Hall in Boston, Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th at 8 p.m. Relive the magic of Steven Spielberg's great family adventure, E.T., performed live by the Boston Pops while the movie plays on the silver screen. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I'm sitting in a wee cottage beside a hillside where there's mommy sheep and baby sheep, little lambies, that you can actually pick up. There's a big giant sign on the coastal roadway that wraps around the Dingle Peninsula that says, "Hold a baby lamb." But in addition to being able to snuggle with a darling baby lamb, you will also see dotting the hillside stone huts that are referred to as beehive huts. They look like igloos, but instead of being made of ice, which would melt here in Ireland in County Kerry, they're made of stone, and stone that is held together by gravity. There's no mortar in between, and that's probably the reason they're still standing today. And I'm with Isabel Bennett, a local archaeologist as well as somebody that knows a lot about what's going on the property here in Dingle. Thank you for making time to join us.
Thank you very much.
Now, the house we're sitting in belonged to whom?
It's my husband's family home. So his late mother lived here up until her death a couple of years ago, but it has been in the family since the second half of the 19th century. It was built probably around the 1850s, that sort of period.
Now, we're sitting on the coastal road overlooking the ocean, and we are about 10 miles west of the town of Dingle, where there's lots to see and do and shop and dining and everything. But this cottage is now being prepared. I bet you can hear the tapping on the stone. Isabel's son is doing things to make this cottage even more attractive and comfortable, because he's put it out for Airbnb, haven't you?
That's right, yes.
So I think you might hear him tapping away. He's resurfacing in stone a portion of the front of the cottage, so it'll be stone instead of stucco. But while he's busy tapping and working, when the ocean is behind you, which is just across the street, and you are looking at the cottage, to the right of the cottage and up the hillside behind the cottage, you'll not only see the mommy and baby sheep and lambs roaming about. They're so sweet.
They are.
You'll also see in easy reach, easy access, about 7 of the stone beehive style cottages that could have been built building in that style goes back at least 1,000 years.
Oh, yes.
So the first cottage that we went into was a 3-room ocean view event, and I'm going to guess it was owned by whoever was considered either the chieftain or the wealthiest.
Well, certainly had to be a very comfortable, by the standards of the time, a comfortable farmer, because it is quite a big structure in that, as you say, there are 3 rooms in it, which would have been quite unusual for that period.
So you step in, and firstly, there is no mortar.
Not in that, no, there's no mortar between the stones. But the walls are very, very wide, excuse me, and the width of the walls help to support the stones that they continue to build up.
So when you come into the first room, you're entering in the center.
That's right.
That would have been used for what?
Well, there would have been a fireplace in, probably centrally placed there. So that's the room that you would walk into where the food would be cooked. You might well eat in there. And it's very possible that there would have been bedding in there as well, because chances are the families were quite large.
Now, that middle room mm-hmm. does not have a rooftop.
Today, no. Because whatever roofed it is no more. And more than likely there was some form of an organic roof on that, because the internal span of the house is too wide to be able to support a stone roof, as you get on some of the other examples. So it probably had a thatched roof.
Which today is no longer. Now, left and right of mm-hmm. that center room, there are 2 other rooms.
Yes.
And the doorways to those 2 other rooms are, I'm going to say, a little more than a meter. I mean, in feet, I'd say they're maybe 4 feet tall. So even if they were short, they probably were having to bend over to get in and out of those side rooms.
Yes, yes.
And they would have been what, do you think?
The roof, similar to the main room, they probably again would have been used for sleeping in, for sitting in, sitting around the fire and storytelling of an evening.
And the fire was not in a fireplace. It would have been like in a teepee, American Indian teepee. It would have been in the middle, and the
yes.
smoke going being eliminated through a spot in the roof.
Yes, like a pit, maybe shallow pit, centrally placed. Yes.
Right. It's quite remarkable.
Yes,
it really,
indeed.
It's quite remarkable. Now and they've got the ocean view.
They surely have, yes.
So, you know, we've got, you know, 3 rooms, ocean view, Somebody wrote us, and Neil Simon wrote a play, Three Rooms Riverview, same kind of thing. And that, in this little hillside village of beehive stone huts, and it's beehive because it's the shape of a beehive, that would have been the best piece of furniture in this village. That one, certainly. When you're looking for location, that would have been it. Now, as you go up the hillside, are the others one room, or are there others that are two and three rooms?
There's one which is two rooms, but most of them would be single room examples, yes.
Okay. Very cool. It's very cool. And we imagine they probably would have been farmers as well?
Yes, farmers are people who would have worked for the farmers, because as similarly today, you know, you have people who own the land and those who work for those who own the land.
Yeah, those are the ones that don't get rich. We're going to take a quick commercial break. As my mother used to say, nobody gets rich working for somebody else. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams live from the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry in Ireland. And you can go check out Ireland.com and dingle-peninsula.ie. We'll be right back.
One for the master and one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm just west of the town of Dingle on the Dingle Peninsula on Ireland's wild Atlantic Way. And if you go to sabrams.com in my blog, so go to sabrams.com/blog. If you go to travelers411.com and click on member photos, you're going to find photos tracking our visit and photos that have been uploaded by people we're visiting with on our travels through Dingle and Ireland and Malta, for that matter, because we've just taken a little side trip excursion to Malta. And if you love Ireland, you're going to go crazy in Malta because there are so many similarities between the two destinations, and you'll be learning more about that in the weeks to come. I also want to make sure that you have a look at stephanie.abrams.94 at Facebook, and you've got some photos there and stories and videos that you can click on and have a peek. I'm talking with Isabel Bennett. She is an archaeologist, and she is married into the family that owns this property that we are visiting today. They like to be known as Hold a Baby Lamb, but the baby lambs are generally born in the early spring or late winter. And so that's a coming and going story. But the story that is the 12-month-a-year, century-after-century historic story, if to my point of view, is the bigger story, and that's the beehive stone hut. So you can get up close and personal with some lambies, and at the same time, as you will see in our photos and in the video, but the beehive structure, stone huts, which you saw in a flash, really, in the 2015 and 2016 Star Wars, they weren't taken here. They were taken on Skellig Michael, an island that on a clear day, as we have seen today, you can just about see in the distance when you're standing on the land at Hold a Baby Lamb. And it's just right out there. Those were built by the monks. These were built by ordinary people of the time, and that would have been what their structure was like where they were living. Now, tell me about your background, Isabel, because your title is archaeologist. Where did you study?
I studied in University College Dublin. I'm not originally from this area. I'm from County Wexford, which is in the southeast of Ireland. But I came to this area to work on an archaeological survey of the entire Dingle Peninsula, which took place in the the early 1980s, and that took 2 years to carry out. So it was while I was working on that that I met my husband, and I'm sort of here ever since.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's a, you know, every part of Ireland is so different from every other part, mm-hmm. and Wexford and Dingle are day and night.
Well, I mean, it's,
what kind of adjustment was that moving to the Dingle Peninsula?
It was a dramatic...
It's quiet here.
It is quiet. Well, I suppose the fact that I came from a town.
Which town?
So Enniscorthy.
Oh, yeah. That's where they filmed the film Brooklyn, people.
That's right, yeah.
So the parts of the film Brooklyn that are in Ireland were filmed in Enniscorthy. And if you go to my Facebook, Stephanie.Abrams.94, and my blog at sabrams.com/blog, just scroll down. You want to find, I'm going to say, October 2016. Look for dates in October 2016, and you'll find the Enniscorthy pictures. We tried to go there in May of mm-hmm. 2016, but if you recall, there was some great rains and rising water, and Enniscorthy was flooded out.
Right,
we couldn't get into Enniscorthy, and I was so disappointed
yeah.
because we had just not long before that seen the film Brooklyn, and I had... you know, the hots to get there,
yes,
and we couldn't
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
I even had bought special boots that were absolutely impervious to water that we brought over for both my husband and myself so mm-hmm. we could go any place that was sloshy. And the funny thing about it was there were only a couple of places in all of Ireland that were having this flooding story, mm-hmm. and I didn't wear those boots once. In fact, the first time I wore them was about 4 months ago. So, yeah, but in October when we came back,
mm-hmm.
I beat a path.
You got to underscore
they.
Yeah.
They have, they took a wall in the middle of Enniscorthy before you get into the very busiest part mm-hmm. of the town. And as you're coming into the town from the north, it'll be on the left side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you the pictures.
Okay.
And they're online at my site and my Facebook. And so it looks like a big billboard, but it's the side of a building, and they painted a kind of montage of scenes from the film Brooklyn.
I think I've seen that, actually, because I was up there fairly recently. My mother still lives there.
Well, you couldn't have missed
so.
It, because it's
yeah,
so big.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
it's
right.
the side
yeah,
of a,
yeah.
you know, it's about 8 feet tall uh-huh. and about 20 feet long, and, you know,
yeah,
they're quite proud, aren't they?
They are very proud, and very proud of Colm Tobin, of course, the writer of the book Brooklyn, who comes from Enniscorthy.
Ah,
yes, yes.
So there is the connection.
Yes.
Did you recognize any people in the film? Did they use any local people as extras?
Yeah. I didn't myself recognize anybody, but I haven't been living in that town now for many, many years. I left when I was 17 to go to Dublin to study, and I don't know if they actually used that many people as extras, but I suppose I'd have to go back and look at the film a second time to see if I could pick people out. I was just so impressed with it the first time. It was a beautiful film.
Well, you know, typically producers will try to use local people so they don't have for extras, because you know, these aren't people that are generally going to have a speaking part.
Mm-hmm.
You just need them to fill up a scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, indoors or out, and it's cheaper to use local people than import people from somewhere else. So
that's true.
Often
yeah.
you can find people.
Yeah,
along
they may
the
well
way.
Have done. My own husband was an extra in Ryan's Daughter, which you may have heard about, the film that was made
yes.
by David Lean back in the late 1960s here on the Dingle Peninsula. So
and we were out with Caroline Boland,
mm-hmm.
Who's been acting as our guide, and she was pointing out all kinds of places. Beaches and hillsides
right.
where portions
right.
of Ryan's Daughter
yes.
was filmed.
Yeah, yeah. And similarly, Far and Away was another film that was filmed here with Tom Cruise in it. And some of the scenes were shot on this farm. I don't know if you've seen that movie or not. It, you know, wasn't the greatest movie maybe in the world. But the house, the set in which Tom Cruise and his father lived in the movie was actually built on this farm as well, and some of the areas that were used in Ryan's Daughter were used in Far and Away. But again, as you pointed out so many times, how beautiful the scenery is around here, and of course these were the things that were captured in those movies.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, and I want to start by just talking about films that have been done on the Dingle Peninsula. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams, live from County Kerry on the Dingle Peninsula in Ireland. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats, or Beats, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450, 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeats.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, the Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency currency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
This old house once knew my children, this old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we walked the stones of life.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Isabel Bennett. She is an archaeologist and part of the family that owns a farm where they like to be known as Hold a Baby Lamb, which is a wonderful thing to do. And just to be able to be standing within inches of a darling baby lamb that looks like a toy. It doesn't even look real. So sweet. And they let you pet their heads and tickle them under the chin. And they're just as sweet as they could be. And they're roaming around these ancient stone beehive huts that people would have lived in 1,000 years or more ago. We were just talking, and they're located, by the way, in various places around Ireland, some built by the monks, and you may have seen them in the Star Wars films, in a flash, by the way. Skellig Michael, in the 2015 Star Wars film, came out in December 2015. I think there's like somewhere between 2 and 4 minutes that was filmed on Skellig Michael. There's a group of islands called the Skelligs. And Skellig Michael, you can go and visit it. They actually the government restricts the number of people who actually can go onto the land at Skellig Michael. And if I've got it right, it's 14,000 people a year that it's restricted to, because they don't want the island to take abuse. It's not something that can be rebuilt or refurbished. But there are two natural things that will restrict the number of visitors. One is the weather. If it's very windy, then the sea is rough. If the sea is rough, the little boats that take you to Skellig Michael, they're impossible to dock them. And so they don't take people out on days when the water is rough. The other is, if you have any fitness issues whatsoever, you want to see Skellig Michael from the boat. You don't want to get off and get onto the island, because there truly is nothing on the island. There isn't even, we'd call them bathrooms or ladies and men's rooms. Once you get into Europe, they just refer to them as toilets, even though we find that, less, what's the word I'm looking for? Suave? We'd call that suave. But in any event, there's no facilities on the island. If you want water, you better bring your own. And there's no railings to hold on to anything. And the steps on the island are carved sometimes and just natural stone that happens to be sitting there. And they were put in place by the monks over 1,000 years ago. So they're not, as we would say, those of us who have done construction in our homes, they're not to code. So, and they can be quite slippery, because even if it's not raining or drizzling, you've got the sea mist depositing moisture on the stone steps, and there have been people who have already slid off the side, and they're no longer with us, because if you go flying off the steps, you're going to eventually hit your head on the stone and maybe wind up in the sea. So, you know, unless you are, you know, a member of the Sierra Club, you are amazingly physically fit and you have no worries, you're a mountain climber, you're fine. You're good to go. For everybody else, my recommendation is see those islands from a boat. And if the weather is such that a boat isn't going out, or even if the boats are going out, there's a little island next to Port McGee called Valencia Island. And on it, there is a wonderful visitor center that does gives you an interpretation of what it's like to be on the Skellig Islands and Skellig Michael. They have a wonderful film there. And dioramas. And by the time you leave, it's called the Skellig Experience. By the time you leave there, you feel like you've been out to the island. So if you can't get out to those islands, you won't feel like you've missed something. Now, on the other hand, you can find your way to the Dingle Peninsula. Go through Dingletown, and west of Dingletown, about 10 miles, you're going to find the big sign that says, Hold the Lamb and Beehive Stone Huts, and there are 7 easily accessible stone huts on the property owned by the Bennett family. And if you've got good walking legs and maybe somebody will give you some guidance and maybe walk with you, you can see other stone huts that are a little less accessible. I went into one because I'm lazy and we are also under time pressure. And the one I went into was, if I were going to buy a stone hut to live in, that would be the one, because it was a 3-room facility. And it was closest to the ocean. So, you know, look out your door and the views are spectacular. And I am here with Isabel Bennett of the Bennett family, who is an archaeologist. We were talking about some of the films that have been produced here on the Dingle Peninsula. One was Far and Away, and another was Ryan's Daughter. And you might want to have a look, because when you see a film, I guess you mentioned earlier that one of the films, I guess it was the Far and Away, wasn't, it didn't get critically, you know, acclaimed the way some other films are. But there are so many films I have gone out of my way to see, not because the film was spectacular, but because of where it was filmed, because I can completely ignore the acting and the costumes and the story and pay attention to the scenery of where it is. And there are places in the world that I have literally immediately started planning a trip when I walked out of the movie theater because of the place I just saw. And one of those films that comes always to mind first is Only You, with Marissa Tomei and Robert Downey Jr. Much of it was filmed in Italy. And I had been, not only been to Rome and Venice, but I had stayed in Venice in the suite that they go into trying to track down this guy named Damon Bradley. And he stayed in the suite I always stay at the Danielli Hotel, dead center on the second floor at the top of the stairs. And it's gorgeous. You have this fabulous view of the Grand Canal. And then they went to Positano, where we had never been. Okay. And I saw Positano and I went crazy and said, have to go there. And the next morning, for those of you in the travel industry, that was a Sunday night. On Monday morning, I called Joe Berardo, who with his brother Fred founded Central Holidays, specialists in Italy and other places in Europe today. And Joe told me to come over to his office at 1 o'clock. And Joe was my travel agent. Joe planned my trip to Positano. So, and then off we went. So, you know, seeing a film can be very inspiring and motivational to get people to get up and go places.
Absolutely.
And are there any other films that you know of that were filmed in this region?
Well, of course, the Star Wars that's due out in December of this year, 2017, that too, rather than going out to the Skelligs, a whole entire set was built here on the Dingle Peninsula, close to the village of Ballyferriter, where they recreated the monastic huts that you have out on the Skelligs, but they built them here. So they filmed here last May.
And I'm sure that was better for a movie company, because you're dealing with a certified archaeological historic site that agencies in Ireland are all over to protect. Yeah. And it's tough when you've got people clomping around with cameras and
Absolutely.
And booms and, yeah, you know, people galore.
That's true. The Skellig Islands, Skellig Michael is a World Heritage Site, so it's extra
more
protected.
Right.
And not only do you have the wonderful monastic site out there, but there are so many wild birds. Because you don't have people living there all year round, there are a lot more wild birds than there would have been back in the time of the monastery. And of course, for the film company, they had to go by boat to get out there, whereas at least here, they could drive a big truck and they were able to bring whatever they needed. So they were filming for a couple of weeks, having built the set over several months, both at Sybil Head, which is near Ballyferriter, Ballinarteirig, and also on Dunmore Head, which is only about 2 miles from where we're sitting at the moment.
Well, I hope when all is said and done, there's more than 2 minutes of, you know, the story and the scenery, because it's amazing the lengths that they go to. When we were here, I'm going to say October last year, 2016, we went to Mizzenhead,
mm-hmm.
and we were also way up in Derry and in the extension of County Donegal that is referred to as Inishowen, but it's part of Donegal, but it's like this peninsula going northward. And in fact, the highest, the most northern point in Ireland is Malinhead, which wraps itself around Northern Ireland, so it's north of Northern Ireland. And they were filming in Malinhead, they were filming in Mizzenhead. We missed them in both places.
Oh dear.
But there wasn't that much of it in the film when all is said and done. You think about what they went through to do that. I think they did it so they could come over and play golf. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelson and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelson's will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss?
Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking about the Dingle Peninsula with Isabel Bennett, archaeologist, member of the family that owns a really interesting place to visit. So when you come to Ireland, if you fly into Dublin, take the Dublin-Galway road and go first to visit County Clare along the ocean in the Wild Atlantic Way and see the Cliffs of Moher. And you can drive southward along the coastline from the Cliffs of Moher until you come to one side is Kilmer and the other side is Tarbet, and I always get them mixed up. So I think Kilmer's on the north side of the Shannon Estuary. An estuary is a skinny, narrow strip of water. And that's where the Shannon River flows through this little narrow straightway out into the ocean. And there's a little ferry boat. It takes about 8 minutes. You drive your car onto and check out your car at Dooley Car Rental. So you take the car onto the ferry, you cross the Shannon Estuary. In the summer, it runs probably four times an hour, maybe more. In the winter, it runs maybe once or twice an hour. So check the schedule, and you can find the schedule online. And to take the ferry across from Kilmer to Tarbet, when you get off in Tarbet, make a left turn, and you'll be heading toward Limerick. And then you're going to catch up with a road, the N86, going to take you along the east coast of Dingle Peninsula. And when you get into Dingle Town, if you keep going westward about 10 miles, you're going to come to where I am right now, where you'll find these beehive stone huts that were the homes of people 1,000 years ago. I mean, it's remarkable. And for €3 admission, which at today's rate would be $3.21 a person, or maybe less, maybe it's $3.18 today. The euro, the last time I looked, was $1.06, now that I think about it. This is such a bargain, people, because a hotel that's €100 a year and a half, 2 years ago, would have cost you $156 a night, and today would be $106 a night. That's a big difference. Because basically you'll be getting your third night free. So as compared to when the euro was much stronger than the dollar is today. So, and when you hear people say the dollar, you know, needs to be less strong, oh, for travelers, that's not good. You want the dollar to be strong so that you can buy goods that come from places and you can travel outside the U.S. and live in luxury for practically no money. So I'm very interested in talking about what else there is in the region that has archaeological significance, Isabel, so we can tap into your academic expertise.
Well, thank you. Yes, people have been living, we know, on the Dingle Peninsula since about 4,000 years before Christ, 4,000 BC. But most of the monuments that you can see in the fields today date from the Bronze Age, which would be from about 2,300 BC, and from the early medieval and medieval periods. So the Bronze Age monuments, there would be the standing stones or stone rows, and there is also panels of carvings on boulders, on rocks, that we call rock art. So they'd be the sort of things, and some megalithic tombs as well, some of the tombs that are built out of large stones. But when you come into the early medieval period, you have many, many sites that the monks might have lived in. You have the beehive huts, or cluchán as they're known in Irish. And of course, the Irish language is so important here on the Dingle Peninsula as well.
To the point that there are many places where the signs are only in Irish.
Yes, this is
not necessarily helpful for the traveller who doesn't speak Irish, but we accept that.
Well, it is an Irish-speaking area. It's the first language. So, of course, the predominance is going to be given. And it is the language of the country as
You can't really get too lost, because get on the coast road, it's going to wrap you right around to where you came from.
Absolutely. And everybody's very friendly and quite happy to give you directions and answer your questions. There's no problem there at all. So you have these many sites, and they're very easily accessible. A lot of them are right beside the road, and they're well signposted. Sites that some of which have been excavated and they're displayed to the public. There are information panels beside them. A very well-known site, particularly in Ireland, is called Galerus Oratory, which is a still-roofed church that probably dates back to the 9th or 10th century AD, built using dry stone, similar to the cluchán, to the hut sites that we're looking at here on this farm. But in that particular case, it's a church, and it is so beautiful. It's a really spectacular monument to visit. There are castle sites, tower house castles. You might be familiar with Bunratty Castle or Blarney Castle. Well, we here on the Dingle Peninsula have similar, maybe not quite so impressive, but these would have been built by the Anglo-Normans, absolutely, yes, who came into this area. Yeah,
they look like a milk carton. You know, think of a milk carton. It's, four rectangles creating this column. And they go straight up. They're not ornate on the outside. They were really meant to protect the family that was living inside from marauders.
Absolutely, yes, yes. They usually had maybe four or five stories, one on top of the another.
You know, so there's Ross Castle.
Yes,
in Killarney. An example of that in Killarney. And that's beautifully done, and, you know, it's in perfect condition. Mm-hmm. And so when you go inside, you really get the feeling that, what it was like for the family that was living there. And it kind of rambles. So I don't know that it was Norman, but part of Donegal Castle in Donegal Town feels like that when you go into it. But that rambles all over the place, so I'm sure there's no relationship to the Normans. I'll have to go back and do that little bit of research on it. If people were coming to visit who had never been in Dingle before, what would you recommend that they see?
Oh, there's so many things. I think maybe I'd start in Dingle Town itself. If you're interested in culture and heritage, and I'd visit the Harry Clark windows in the D-shirt. The D-shirt is situated beside the Catholic Church in Green Street. It was the Presentation Sisters Convent, and one of the sisters, when she joined, she brought a dowry with her, which enabled them to buy or to commission these beautiful windows, 6 two-light windows, which were put into the chapel in the in the Sisters Church, but it's now open to the public, and these are the most magnificent works of art, because Harry Clark was a renowned stained glass artist.
We're going to be talking more about Dingle after the top of the hour news, so stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.